COM-US Fleet 4 COM Instruction 4790.3, Volume 5, Joint Fleet Maintenance Manual, Volume 5, Quality Maintenance, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright NavyBMR.com. Chapter 1. 1. How many levels of responsibility is the Fleet Quality Assurance Program organized into? 5. 2. How often is the Type Commander Quality Assurance Program reviewed at the Quality Assurance Officer Conference or Symposium? Annually. 3. Type Commanders must perform assessments of nuclear fleet maintenance activities annually, not to exceed how many months? 18. 4. How often must Type Commanders perform assessments of fleet maintenance activities non-nuclear programs? Annually. 5. Who is responsible for monitoring the Quality Assurance Officer's administration of the ship's quality assurance audit, surveillance, training, and qualification programs? Executive Officer, X-Ray Oscar. 6. What is the minimum enlisted pay grade that personnel must hold to be assigned as the Assistant Quality Assurance Officer? E6. 7. Who is responsible on aircraft carriers for establishing and maintaining a quality deficiency reporting program? Maintenance Manager. 8. Who is responsible for administering the ship's quality assurance program? Quality Assurance Officer, Quebec Alpha Oscar. 9. Who are responsible for coordinating and administering the quality assurance program within their respective work centers? Quality Assurance Inspectors, Quebec Alpha Indias. 10. How often, at a minimum, must the ship's non-destructive test examiner review all welder or brazer qualification records for completeness? Semi-annually. 11. How often, at a minimum, must the supply officer ensure that inventories are conducted of supplies Level 1, Scope of Certification, Stock Program Material, Seawolf Class Components, Virginia Class Components, and Nuclear Repair Parts? Semi-annually. 12. Who is responsible for ensuring all testing required for completion of controlled work package is complete and reviewed prior to the tended ship reactor plant startup, propulsion plant startup, or getting underway, or a departure from specification for non-nuclear systems or liaison action request for nuclear systems has been submitted and approved? Quality Assurance Supervisor, Quebec Alpha Sierra. 13. Which reference must Product Quality Deficiency Reporting be in accordance with? SECNAV Instruction 4855.3. Chapter 2. 1. How many general types do technical work documents consist of? 3. 2. What coordinates the materials required, initial conditions, maintenance procedure, test and inspections, and system restoration for the selected maintenance task? Formal Work Package, Foxtrot Whiskey Papa. 3. Which type of work package is required when higher authorities require a record of repairs and/or maintenance for fabrication, repair, installation, inspection, and testing process for specific systems and/or components? Controlled Work Package, Charlie Whiskey Papa. 4. What is used to tie two or more technical work documents together when a single technical work document is insufficient to complete a maintenance task? Sequencing document. 5. What are defined as any technical documents which are not readily available to the craftsman and are used to provide information, direct or document work, or direct contingency work? Enclosures. 6. What is defined as the unplanned repetition of a step or series of steps in a controlled work package or formal work package? Rework. Chapter 3. 1. Which reference provides a standard personnel qualification standard for the majority of quality maintenance qualifications? NAVEDTRA 43523. 2. How many months at a maximum can the requirement for submarine quality assurance officers to be a graduate of the submarine officers and supervisors quality maintenance course be temporarily waived with a formal waiver? 6. 3. Which reference must oxygen clean instructors be certified in accordance with? Military Standard 1330. 4. How often, at a minimum, must oxygen clean instructors requalify? Every 3 years. 5. How many years following a report of satisfactory completion does Naval Sea Systems Command certify successful Oxygen Calibration School candidates for? 2. 6. How often at a minimum must the applicable training topics provided by the Quality Assurance Officer to the Engineer and Engineering Department Master Chief for all ships departments for inclusion in the Engineering Department Training Plan be reviewed and updated? Annually. 7. How often at a minimum must all hands stationed on board submarines or submarine repair facilities receive submarine safety awareness and fly-by-wire ship control refresher training? Annually. Chapter 4. 1. How often, at a minimum, must vision tests be passed by each brazier and welder? Annually. 2. What is the minimum score required on the written examination prior to performing any qualification or production brazing by the brazier? 75%. 3. How often, at a minimum, must a welder maintain his or her qualifications by using the processes they use during initial qualification at least once? Quarterly. 4. Which category of welds are repairs performed on minor structure assemblies where the possibility of failure is remote and failure would not result in danger to ship's personnel or the ship? Category F, Foxtrot. 5. Personnel certified at which non-destructive test certification level has the skills and knowledge to properly perform specific calibrations, specific tests, set up equipment, carry out specific instructions, record the results obtained, classify and report the results, but will not be responsible for the choice of the test method, technique to be used, or the final assessment of test results. Level 1, Non-Destructive Test Operator. 6. Personnel certified at which non-destructive test certification level are qualified to perform and direct non-destructive testing in accordance with established or recognized techniques. Level 2, Non-Destructive Test Inspector. 7. Personnel certified at which non-destructive test certification level are qualified to assume full responsibility for a test facility and staff, establish techniques and procedures, interpret codes, standards, specifications and procedures, designate the particular test methods, techniques and procedures to be used. Level 3, Non-Destructive Test Examiner. Chapter 5. 1. Torque wrenches should be selected in such a manner that the required final torque falls within 20% to what percent of the torque wrench range? 90%. 2. Which color is the special calibration tag or label used to indicate torque tools were calibrated for use in both directions? Yellow. 3. How many times should micrometer adjustable torque wrenches be exercised before each use at approximately 60% of the rated maximum value? 6. 4. Which type of controls are required to prevent the entry of foreign material which could interfere with the operation of any system or component? Cleanliness. 5. Which reference is required for general overhaul specifications for reactor plants and nuclear support facility manuals for submarine tenders? NAVC Instruction 9210.41. 6. What are used to formally promulgate guidance for foreign material exclusion and general cleanliness controls for steam plant system components? Naval Ships Technical Manuals, November Sierra Tango Mikes. 7. How many minutes at a minimum must flushing be conducted when being used to verify cleanliness of steam plant system components? 5. 8. Which reference establishes the submarine safety certification criteria which must be accomplished on submarines in order for Naval Sea Systems Command to recommend unrestricted operations to design test depth? NAVC 0924-062-0010. 9. Which program includes those elements associated with maintenance and/or repair necessary to maintain the certification established by Naval Sea Systems Command? Reentry Control, Romeo Echo Charlie. 10. How many feet at a maximum is the ship limited to until the ship's commanding officer has signed for the closed reentry control if emergent repairs or at-sea repairs involve reentry control work? 200. 11. Which form is a listing of those pipe and components of the reactor plant which are submarine safety? Reactor Plant Work Accomplishment Report, Romeo Papa Whiskey Alfa Romeo. 12. Which program provides the minimum material condition requirements for unrestricted operations to design test depth with an established periodicity to accomplish? Unrestricted Operations Maintenance Requirements Card, Uniform Romeo Echo, Mike Romeo Charlie. 13. Which reference establishes the fly-by-wire ship control system certification criteria, which must be accomplished on all applicable submarines in order to maintain system certification throughout the operating cycle of the ship? NAVC Tango 9044-Alpha-Delta-Mike-Alpha-November-010. 14. What is defined as an action that actually or potentially changes the approved configuration of any part of the fly-by-wire ship control system or submarine flight critical component boundaries? Work. 15. What is specifically used to identify a lack of compliance with plans, procedures, instructions, or authoritative documents during a maintenance action or operations? Departure from specification, Delta Foxtrot Sierra. 16. How often, at a minimum, must the quality assurance officer verify that an active job control number exists for all active temporary departure from specifications? Quarterly. 17. Which year was the Propulsion Plant Engineering Activity formed? 2003. 18. What was designed to allow the fleet and maintenance activities to submit requests for technical assistance on non-ship alteration-related issues? Steam Plant Action Request, Sierra Papa, Alfa Romeo. 19. How many different categories do actionable steam plant action requests fall into? 4. 20. Which steam plant action request category requires an approved response delivered to the originator within 20 business days? Routine. 21. Which steam plant action request category requires an approved response delivered to the originator within 5 business days? Urgent. 22. Which steam plant action request category requires an approved response delivered to the originator within 1 business day? Emergency. 23. What provides record retention services for all steam plant action request responses? Propulsion Plant Engineering Activity, Papa Papa, Echo Alpha. 24. Which application maintains the status of all steam plant action requests? E-Forms. 25. What is responsible for maintaining the E-Forms application? Naval Sea Logistics Center. 26. What are used by the carrier engineering team to request information, disseminate technical information associated with the steam plant, or direct work that doesn't require a drawing change or affect system configuration control to the fleet and overhaul activities? Steam Plant Liaison Inquiries, Sierra Papa, Lima, Indias. 27. What are used to report any and all changes to the configuration of any NAVC 08 cognizant space? Reactor Plant Configuration Change Reports, Romeo Papa, Charlie Charlie Romeos. 28. Which form is used to identify technical and non-technical discrepancies or deficiencies in Naval Sea Systems Command or SPAWARE technical manuals? NAVC 4160/1. 29. What is a quick and efficient tool for reporting problems with technical manuals that are used every day? Technical Manual Deficiency or Evaluation Report, Tango Mike Delta Echo Romeo. 30. Which message precedence should be used to report urgent deficiencies to the Naval Systems Data Support Activity? Priority. 31. Which report is used specifically to call attention to and seek correction of any technical deficiencies found on allowance parts lists or allowance equipage lists? Fleet COSL Feedback Report. Chapter 6. 1. Which reference provides the special administrative and technical requirements that are levied by Naval Sea Systems Command for materials from fabrication to final installation for non-nuclear and nuclear-controlled material? NAVC 0948-Lima-Papa-045-7010. 2. What, on NAVC drawings, specific non-destructive test requirements for items scheduled for installation within the subsafe boundary during new construction? Quality Assurance Lists, Quebec Alpha Limas. 3. Which material procurement program procures and certifies materials that are identified in the supply system by Special Material Identification Code, Virginia Class Component, and Seawolf Class Component? Submarine Flight Critical Component, Sierra Foxtrot, Charlie Charlie. 4. What is defined as the quantitative and qualitative data proving that Level 1 and Submarine Flight Critical Component material conforms to specified requirements? Objective Quality Evidence, Oscar Quebec Echo. 5. How many purposes are there for material identification and control marking? 4. 6. How many elements does the normal material identification and control marking consist of? 3. 7. What is used to denote the activity that performed the certification testing and marking? Certifying Activity Designator, Charlie Alpha Delta. Chapter 7. 1. What is the final physical check that the system or component has been returned to its normal operational state and will function as designed? Testing. 2. Which type of testing is used to determine the integrity of metals with no detrimental effects to the subject metal? Non-destructive testing, November Delta Tango. 3. A hold period of how many minutes at test pressure is required when performing operating pressure tests on gas systems using a soap bubble leak test method? 15. 4. Which form will be used to document hydrostatic or pneumatic test results? Quebec Alpha Form 2-6. 5. Which form will be used to document system drop tests? Quebec Alpha Form 1-7. 6. Technical work documents for maintenance or repair of submarine seawater interface systems, which require a J pressure test equivalent to test depth pressure to certify the maintenance boundaries, shall be closed prior to underway operations if at sea, prior to operations below how many feet? 200. Chapter 8. 1. Which mechanism is used to document and resolve a lack of compliance with any authoritative document, plan, procedure, instruction, etc.? Departure from specification, Delta Foxtrot Sierra. 2. How many ways are departure from specifications classified depending on their significance? 2. 3. Which type of departure from specification affects performance, durability, health, or safety, or assigned function? Major. 4. All high-pressure compressed gas flasks designed to military Foxtrot 22606 specifications must be recertified at intervals not to exceed how many years for SSN 688, SSN 21, and SSN 774 classes. 20. 5. Which form will normally be used to submit departure from specifications requests? Quebec Alpha Form 1-2. 6. Who is responsible for ensuring that the current ship's maintenance project entry is annotated on the departure from specification for temporary repairs? Immediate Superior in Command, India Sierra, India Charlie. 7. What percent of design test depth at a minimum must subsafe certified submarines submerge to as measured to the keel for clearing certain controlled dive departure from specifications? 95%. 8. What allows the fleet and overhaul activities to submit requests to the propulsion plant engineering activity for technical assistance on non-ship alteration-related issues? Steam Plant Action Request, Sierra Papa Alpha Romeo. Chapter 9. 1. What are an internal systematic comparison of records and requirements to ensure compliance with technical and administrative requirements? Audits. 2. Which type of audits review all aspects of one repair or maintenance action? Vertical. 3. Which type of audits are conducted on only one specific area or aspect of the quality assurance program? Horizontal. 4. What provide the commanding officer with an internal review of the overall adequacy and effectiveness of the quality assurance program? Evaluations. 5. What is an external programmatic review of processes to ensure compliance with parent directives? Assessment. 6. Which form is an effective tool to document and track those deficiencies that require further investigation and programmatic evaluation? Quebec Alpha Form 1-4. 7. Who is responsible for developing audit guides for all audits? Quality Assurance Officer, Quebec Alpha Oscar. 8. How often must the ship's force perform closeout vertical audits of all controlled work packages? Quarterly. 9. Within how many days following availability completion must the ship force perform a post-closeout audit of all re-entry controls? 60. 10. How often, at a minimum, must the ship's quality assurance officer evaluate the effectiveness of the quality assurance audit and surveillance program? Annually. 11. How often, at a minimum, must the fleet maintenance activity quality assurance officer conduct an evaluation of the overall adequacy and effectiveness of the fleet maintenance activity's quality assurance program? Semi-annually. 12. Within how many days after receipt of the immediate superior in command official audit or assessment or surveillance report must the ship's force provide a report to the immediate superior in command of completed corrective action, proposed corrective action, and schedule of accomplishment? 60. Chapter 10. 1. Which type of records provide the only lasting records and objective quality evidence that repairs and alterations performed on ships of the fleet were accomplished and subsequently tested in accordance with applicable specifications? Quality Assurance, Quebec Alpha. 2. Quality assurance records pertaining to certification of nuclear work will be kept in accordance with the requirements of which reference? NAVC Instruction 9210.23. 3. How many years, at a minimum, must records of nuclear-controlled work be retained at the activity following the completion of the work? 3. 4. How many years, at a minimum, must non-nuclear or non-submarine safety Level 1 records be maintained for from a ship's delivery date for new construction? 75. 5. How many months of monitor surveillance reports should be retained and kept with other immediate superior in-command monitor program records? 18. 6. Which reference defines which nuclear records must be retained as well as the length of retention and specific requirements for retention of existing records? NAVC Instruction 9210.23. Chapter 11. 1. Which number uniquely identifies material in the supply system and is adequate for objective quality evidence purposes? National Item Identification Number, November, India, India, November. 2. What is the Material Receipt Control Record Form Number? Quebec Alpha, Form 1. 3. What is the Material ID or Control Tag Form Number? Quebec Alpha, Form 2. 4. What is the Control Material Reject Tag Form Number? Quebec Alpha, Form 3. 5. What is the Maintenance Certification Record or Reentry Control Form Number? Quebec Alpha, Form 9. 6. What is the Maintenance Certification Record or Reentry Control Supplement Sheet Form Number? Quebec Alpha, Form 10. 7. What is the Controlled Certification Record or Reentry Control Supplement Sheet Form Number? Quebec Alpha, Form 11. 8. What is the Departure from Specification Request Form Number? Quebec Alpha, Form 12. 9. What is the Departure Clearance Report Form Number? Quebec Alpha, Form 12 Alpha. Chapter 12. 1. Which reference is the primary preservation document? NAVC Sierra India 009-32. 2. What are those areas where premature failure of the coding system cannot be detected by routine observation due to the inaccessibility, and those areas where restoration of the failed system cannot be undertaken without laying up the ship? Critical coded areas. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.